Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Daniel Corona. He's the mayor of West Wendover, and we'll tell you exactly where that is. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Daniel Corona. He is the mayor of West Wendover. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me back on. It's always great to be on with you, Sam.
First of all, let us explain to our friends across the state, where is West Wendover, so they know.
Yeah, so we're as far east as you can go in the state without leaving the state, in Elko County. So we're northeastern part of the state, right on the border with Utah, 120 miles from Salt Lake City, 120 miles from Elko. So we're right smack in the middle on I-80 between Elko and Salt Lake.
And the reason I asked you that question right up front was because so many legislators have trouble knowing where Elko is, let alone West Wendover.
It's gotten better. I remember the first year when I was first elected, I went to the legislative session in 2017, and I had to pull up a map on my phone in just about every meeting I had with legislators. Now, I would like to think we've made good enough relationships in the legislature that folks actually know where West Wendover is now, or at least they have an idea that it's on I-80 on the border, so they can kind of make a somewhat of a guess, whereas before they had no clue.
And it's a thriving community. Business-wise, Salt Lake City sends all the people who want to gamble to West Wendover, and so you've got multiple casinos there. The Peppermill is a big company there with multiple casinos. How is business at this point?
We have been fortunate in that our casinos, you know, obviously that when they were closed last year, that hurt our local economy pretty significantly. But once they opened back up, folks were ready to get back out here. For folks who live in Northern Utah, certainly, who were uncomfortable with going to Las Vegas, they're coming here now instead. And so our casinos have really bounced back in a way where, you know, in some cases they're doing better than they were before the pandemic because people were just so anxious to get back, you know, to kind of having some sense of normalcy. And so it's been great the last several months, almost a year now. Actually, it's been more than a year since the casinos reopened.
All right, so let me ask you this, because this is a personal question, but I do want to ask it. You got personally very hurt by the whole COVID thing. I mean, financially. What was that like for you? You're a young guy. I mean, you'd not been through anything like that before.
Yeah, it changed. You know, I a lot of folks assume that the job of a mayor is a full-time job, which it is. But in our rural cities, the pay is not there for it to be someone's sole job. So, you know, just about every rural mayor has a full-time job. Mine happened to be in the casino, in one of the casinos. When the casinos got shut down, I, like many people in my community, lost my job immediately. And I was told by my employer that they weren't sure when my job would come back. And I, you know, again, like many of my constituents and community members, struggled with navigating the unemployment system. And it took, I think, about until July for me to even receive my first unemployment check. By then, I had already gone back to work. But the months in between that were very difficult. I drained through my savings. I had never been in that position before in my life where, you know, I was struggling to pay my bills or even put food on the table for myself. And so it was very difficult. But it was a blessing in a way, because I've since left the casinos. I now work for a nonprofit, that runs our local food bank, the same food bank that, I had to go to for the first time in my life, like many of my community members. And so, you know, I look at it as a blessing. It kind of, you know, led to me, having this opportunity to serve our community through this nonprofit, to make sure that our food bank stays open, that our seniors are being fed through our Meals on Wheels program that we started up in the middle of the pandemic, and making sure that people are fed, because you know, I saw firsthand how much food insecurity affects you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine. When you posted things on Facebook about your situation, first of all, losing your job, and then that you were going to the food bank to get food. And it was just stunning, because people tend to have this view of politicians as, you know, being the fat cats. And the reality is that you're just like everybody else. And when it hits the fan, you're just as likely to suffer as well. Let's change the topic to redistricting and going back to the situation with West Wendover. How do you feel? Because, you know, the power base in the state continues to shift to Southern Nevada, and that makes places like Elko, West Wendover, Carlin that much more isolated.
Yeah, and, you know, I think West Wendover, I don't think we ever have to really worry about redistricting, because we always have an idea of where we're going to be, unless someone does, you know, something crazy and makes a ridiculously gerrymandered map. I think you can always assume that large chunks of rural Nevada are going to have to be together, even if they're, you know, geographically very spread apart, just because the population is based, you know, down south. And so those districts in the Assembly and Senate, and even the congressional districts, are certainly going to have to be more compact. They're going to have to be more of them down in Clark County. And so that leaves, you know, the rural counties, a lot of us in communities that are vastly different from each other. But because we're so small, there's no choice but to put us together.
With the infrastructure package that was just passed by the federal government, what hopes do you have for West Wendover and Elko County in general in terms of receiving some of those funds and what they would go towards?
Well, we have several shovel-ready projects here in West Wendover that We're very excited about potentially having funding for, you know, we have some roads projects. We have our downtown development project that we are hoping to get some additional money from EDA with some of their infrastructure money. And then also, you know, we have drinking water systems that need, you know, pipes need to be replaced. And so we're really hoping that either whether it comes from the federal government or from money that the state gets, that we'll be able to focus on some of those projects and make sure that we continue to be able to offer our residents the best services that we possibly can. And that we make sure that, you know, we're providing them clean drinking water, that we don't have an issue with the water getting from, you know, the city's well to their faucet. Those are things that, you know, a lot of people don't think about. You don't think about where does your water come from until you turn on the faucet and there's no water. And so we want to make sure that we never have that problem. And so that we're able to stay on top of our infrastructure needs. And I think that the, you know, funding the state infrastructure bank is the great first step towards that. And then obviously the bipartisan infrastructure package is going to help inject much needed funds into those projects.
Let me ask you about employment in West Wendover, because across the state, and particularly in Las Vegas and Reno, Reno-Sparks area, restaurants are shutting a couple of days a week. Some of them have stopped serving lunch because they just don't have enough employees to cover all the bases. I was in a Chinese restaurant the other day, and it's a large Chinese restaurant. There was one server at lunchtime. What's the situation in West Wendover? Do you have enough employees? Do you need more employees? Or, you know, are people staying at home because they're concerned about going back to work? What's the situation there employee-wise?
You know, when I've talked to the casinos, as they're the main employer in town, it sounds like, you know, they have some staffing issues. They've always had more positions than they've had people. So it's always been a challenge. I think, you know, the pandemic has certainly, I think, changed the way that people think about work. A lot of folks that I see, you know, here at the Jazz Foundation, a nonprofit I work for, especially seniors, who the pandemic kind of scared them into retirement almost, or made them rethink what their life is going to be like as they age. And so a lot of folks have just either decided, you know, my health is more important than a job, or they were working 2 to 3 jobs and they enjoyed a little bit of time at home and getting to know their families. And so they're reevaluating, do I really need that other job? And so, you know, I think that there's always been in West Wendover, we're one of those unique places where there's, except for obviously, there were a few times where we've had minor recessions locally where there's always been more jobs than people. And so as West Wendover grows, which we are growing right now, we are looking to add more housing into the market within the next couple of years in anticipation for that growth. You know, people won't struggle to find a job when they decide they want to move into the community.
What about East Wendover? Because that's in Utah. And that's always been, forgive me for saying, the poorer cousin of West Wendover. But are you able to absorb more workers from East Wendover to come across the state line?
Yeah, so a lot of, this is kind of one of the interesting parts of being on a border community with two different, well, I guess, six different governments where we have 2 cities, 2 counties, 2 states. In that, you know, and then Wendover, Utah is older. The homes are older, the homes are more affordable. And so what we've seen over the last several years is folks who are working those minimum wage jobs who can't either afford an apartment or a home in West Wendover, they were already living in Wendover, Utah. And so, you know, we're still seeing that where folks who might be porters or maids are living in Wendover, Utah, whereas folks who tend to be bartenders or blackjack dealers who can afford a higher rent, who can afford a newer home, frankly, are living in West Wendover. And so, I would anticipate that trend continues. Wendover, Utah is kind of landlocked right now, so they can't really add much to their housing stock. And so as we grow, it's going to have to grow west. And so the majority of that growth is going to be focused in West Wendover.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Mayor of West Wendover, Daniel Corona, after this timeout.
A record 2 million illegal immigrants. With them, drug runners, child smugglers, and gang members. A fearless conservative, John Lee, knows every town is a border town.
We need to fix immigration, but nobody does a thing about it.
As governor, John Lee will end sanctuary counties in Nevada and stop illegal immigration at our borders. John Lee supports ending Biden's dangerous catch-and-release policy, blocking payouts to border crossers, and finishing President Trump's wall. Conservative John Lee for governor.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan, we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Daniel Corona. He's the mayor of West Wendover. And I guess I shouldn't refer to Wendover, Utah as East Wendover. It's Wendover, Utah. Okay. Let's talk about vaccination rates in Wendover. What kind of percentage of people are vaccinated? What kind of objections, if any, are you hearing? What's going on there?
So unfortunately, and I think this is probably, one of the biggest weaknesses, I guess, that I could say of the state in vaccinations is you don't really get a breakdown of city. You get a breakdown by county. Elko County is doing really bad. There's no other way to put it. We're in the mid 30, I think 35% is what it's at right now for the eligible population. So we don't know what West Wendover is. We have done vaccination clinics. They've been very well attended. I know that, it's hard to look at countywide numbers where West Wendover is so different and our population is so different than the rest of the county in that, folks have been wanting to get vaccinated. Folks are excited about getting vaccinated. Of course, there's those that you always have that don't want the vaccine and, for whatever reason. And so we're not really focusing on those folks as much because I think the more that you pressure them into trying to get them vaccinated, the more resistant they become to the vaccine. And so, we're just making sure that people are educated. We have a great relationship with Immunize Nevada. They've been here several times now to do vaccine clinics and they've all been tremendously successful. They're doing another one in just a couple of weeks, and they hope to have the pediatric doses so that we can get more of our kiddos vaccinated. But, I know that our local casinos, they incentivize their employees to get vaccinated. And I, don't even think necessarily they had to, because they already had so many of their employees just go out and get it, because they don't want to get sick and bring home something to their kids or to an elderly neighbor or relative. And so, you know, we're really proud of the way that our residents have just stepped up and gotten vaccinated. We don't know the exact percentage.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's take another break. We'll be right back with Mayor Corona after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. This stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube. Powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Daniel Corona. He is the mayor of West Wendover. And are you still the youngest mayor in the country?
No.
You've aged out.
I am now 30, so I'm old. Young mayor, so.
All right. Well, I was just kind of curious. Okay, so let's talk about a more serious issue. There are a lot of mayors and council people and county commissioners in rural Nevada who are not thrilled with their relationship with Governor Sisolak. They feel that he doesn't respond to them, he doesn't talk to them, he just puts out these blanket statements. You have been very supportive of Governor Sisolak. Do you get to talk to him on any kind of regular basis?
You know, I don't talk to the governor himself regularly, but I certainly have conversations with his staff, you know, and they've been great. Anytime we've needed information, even right before Michelle White left, we needed some masks in West Wendover. And she, within a couple hours, got me 500 masks to West Wendover. So, you know, the governor is extremely busy and, you know, he's trying to run a state while also dealing with what seems to be this never ending pandemic that, you know, there's no roadmap on how to navigate that. And so, you know, he has a great staff around him. He has a great team that he's built that is, you know, I, at least in my experience, has been very great to work with. And I know, you know, whenever it's come to a time where we need to talk to the governor, we're able to. But, you know, he's got, in my opinion, he's got more important things to be doing. And we can deal with his staff, and I'm happy to deal with his staff. Like I said, he has a great staff around it.
I don't know if you're a television watcher, but Joe Lombardo's Super PAC has been on the air running ads for him, introducing him to the northern portion of the state that's not aware of the sheriff. The mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee, I would call him a colleague of yours. He was a Democrat, now he's a Republican, but is also up on the air in northern Nevada. What do you, you know, and Northern Nevada has normally been a very red area, but you are a Democrat. And I know that, you know, from what I've read about you and your work, that you, like most mayors, have been a nonpartisan mayor, that you have not been a Democratic mayor, but you certainly have a Democratic philosophy. What are your thoughts on the governor's race on the Republican side and how your friends and neighbors are responding to the Republican primary?
You know, it's It's interesting in that I think the Republican candidates for governor, none of them seem to have, and I think Congressman Amade said it perfectly on your show, that, you know, their message seems to be vote for me because the other guy's a jerk. That's not a message that's going to win over folks. That's a message that we see playing out all the time in the national level, and folks are exhausted by it and they're over it. And so, you know, what I've noticed on the report, especially when I talk to Republicans who are paying attention to that primary, they're not even really paying attention to folks like Sheriff Lombardo or Mayor Lee. They're looking at folks who are showing up in the community. I know Joey Gilbert has been in Elko a lot. He seems to be very well received there, because he's actually getting to the community and not just trying to reach them through television ads. And so I think it's going to be an interesting primary in that it's anybody's race, honestly, because I think rural Nevada is going to be very important in that race. And rural voters, they might like what you say, they might like your ad, but if you don't show up, they're not going to vote for you.
Sadly, we're out of time, but you know you're always welcome back on the program, and we love Wendover Will on your jacket there. Thank you so much for being here, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you're always welcome, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.